Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
On deck, it's the Dom Giordano Show. We're loaded up today. Some days, great people are going to be popping in, at least briefly. Bill O'Reilly coming up in a little bit. Our conduit to President Trump around several issues. But Jeff Van Drew is on this. So is Mike Testa. He's going to be with us, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, hopefully within the next minute or two. Here's the headline at Fox Business. This kind of buried. This Chinese firm gets an easy pass contract in New Jersey. Former Senator Torricella calls it worse than TikTok. Now, you know the information they'll be gleaning from this. They outbid this company that had it for years. And under the Biden administration, they were allowed to go down Broadway. Why not the Jersey Turnpike? You know, when you sign up for automatic payments, addresses, credit card numbers, driver's license information, license plate numbers. This company handles some 70% of the tolls now in the United States. They won more contracts since the acquisition by the Chinese. Robert Torricella, the Torch, former U.S. Senator, remember him? He says this is a worse threat than TikTok. How the hell does something like this happen? Well, it's happened. And it just broke now that people are paying attention to it. I just happened to see it on Twitter. And as I said, Jeff Van Drew will be here momentarily to break it down and to tell us what can be done about this. Now you can say, well, you guys are just paranoid with the Chinese. No, no, no. How many times do I have to say it? And even the Trump administration, I'm going to wait and see. You heard Gordon Chang with me the other day. They're the enemy of the world. And I realize we don't want to go to war with them in the sense of a hand-to-hand combat or anything. But we still have power over them. And the first thing to do is to stop every single incursion into this country. You know, be it balloons, buying up farmland, drones, God knows what else. So Jeff Van Drew will be here momentarily. And we'll talk with him. There was a national prayer breakfast today. And after the prayer breakfast, this will be cut 18, Dan. This Democrat Representative Huffman, it was held at the Congress, the national prayer breakfast annual event. And Democrats now going wild about this, saying it was hijacked into a nationalist Christian event today, the national prayer breakfast. I'm making this point because Scott Jennings last night made the point on CNN that Democrats are taking issues where close to or at 80% of Americans agree on, not with Democrats, and they're taking the opposite side of what 80% of, you know how hard it is to get 80% of people today to agree on anything or close to it, like voter ID, or like keeping males out of female sports. And they're taking the 20% side. Is it any wonder the difficulty that they're having? So listen to Huffman saying that going after what's going on in schools, public education, is really the Christian nationalist movement. And so was today's prayer breakfast. Here's what he said.
Absolutely a grift in this privatization of public education, but there's also a Christian nationalist agenda very much embedded in it. This has been something they've been gunning for a long, long time. It enables them to indoctrinate, to fuse their particular religion with our government in ways that would make our founders roll in their graves. So,
all right, so there's Representative Huffman. And again, this yesterday and this picture, you know, a picture. We've done shows on this. What is that iconic picture that captures something that's unforgettable? You know, mine is always the kiss. It captures the joy at the end of World War II. Well, that picture yesterday of Trump surrounded by all these young female athletes, some of them very young, and the way he interacted with them was just incredible. All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew on the job here, protecting our easy pass. Hey, Congressman, welcome in. Thank you for joining us today.
Always good to be with you, Dom.
Well, we almost never lead off the show with a guest, but for you, and particularly this issue, this is an exception. As I understand it, this Singapore-owned company with major links to some of the key players in the Communist Chinese Party have won the Easy Pass contract for the New Jersey Turnpike.
Can't make it up. Can't make this stuff up. I mean, every time you think you've seen everything and everything's gone before you, something new comes up. So obviously, I think clearly we don't want confidential information in the hands of the Communist Chinese. We don't want, you know, our traffic system to be completely analyzed, which if God knows it probably already is, by the Chinese. So why we would do this, why we would award them the contract, whether they were the low bidder or not, believe me, we're going to pay far more in the end of the day. So I know the company that has had it for years is going to appeal this for whatever reason. They don't think things were done properly, and hopefully it works out. But I wanted the American people to know. I want New Jerseyans to know. I mean, we all use Easy Pass, and, you know, there's no state that more people, I believe, in the union than people travel through than is the corridor state of the state of New Jersey. Why would we want this information in the hands of an adversary?
Yeah, and who are, I guess, the New Jersey Turnpike is made up, the authority that awarded this, they're made up of the usual suspects in New Jersey. But in this heightened sense of things with TikTok, et cetera, you got to think that some of these people maybe are locked in, they have their own agenda here, or are they just clueless? Do they think we're just, what, making stuff up about the Chinese?
Well, that's what you wonder. I mean, you wonder, you know, China has a history of leveraging infrastructure control for intelligence gathering, and that is something that you should be concerned about. So, you know, they're very competitive. They're cutting edge in technology now. And as I've said before, and in a few minutes, I'm going to be speaking to the Aviation Subcommittee. I'm tired of hearing how America is falling behind, whether it's in infrastructure, whether it's in our, you know, our roads, our bridges, our AI, or whether it's in our unmanned systems, otherwise known as drones. China's pulling ahead on all this stuff. So we got to get on the stick, stop worrying about stupid stuff in plain English, and start worrying and focusing on what is most important, which is making sure we keep our people safe and that our country is on the cutting edge of everything and that we're leading and not following. What these people are thinking, I don't know. I think people get in their own little world, you know, they become myopic, and I guess they're only looking at certain things. I really hopefully don't believe that they want China to have access to really important information. And some people could argue that they would. Some people can argue that they wouldn't. Frankly, I'm concerned. Why should we even take the chance? Others are concerned as well. Let's just give it to a good American company that we've done a good background check on, and we know that we're secure and we're safe.
You made a great point there, Congressman, which is they're myopic on this stuff. And again, we need your voice and others, as you do, in the Trump administration. I would like to see someone appoint it. I think in the House, there was a committee on this, of the challenge we face with China. They are, they the minutiae. You know, I've talked a lot at the outrage over the NBA when Daryl Morey, president of the Sixers, just put Free Hong Kong on an email as he was leaving Houston. They were pulling $1 billion. They got LeBron James, Charles Barkley to attack us and tell us to shut up. So, yes, they're on all fronts. They're on the attack constantly.
Oh, they are. They want to be number one. They have grown in influence. Their military has grown. Their intellectual property has grown. And the fact that they're on the cutting edge of so many technologies. You know, you remember back when we were talking about the drones.
Yes.
Clearly. With drones, they are a decade ahead in technology of where we are. How do we let this happen in America? Now, I know that we have a president now and an administration that's going to really work at reversing all this. There's so much everywhere going on. It's really, truly unbelievable. And we find out even how our foreign aid was misused and how corruption was involved in that. So there's a lot of good that needs to be done. I'm going to leave you with one last thing. I actually spoke with the president last night for a few minutes as we go through this, you know, these budget talks and all the things we need to do. In the process, there's so much bad stuff to cut. I want to say this, Dom, we have to be careful that we don't hurt real people, working people, people that depend mm-hmm. for whatever reason, Medicare, Social Security, and even Medicaid. Medicaid isn't just people who don't want to work. Hospitals rely upon it. You know, many people who work hard through their health insurance actually get through Medicaid. So we've got to make sure we cut the crap. I don't know how else to say it. And all this garbage, whether and including the Department of Education. It's not that I want to do the same old. I don't. Cut foreign aid, cut the Department of Education, cut DEI, cut that all that stuff to the bone because it's a waste, it's nonsense, and it's political correctness. At the same time, make sure that we are not hurting the hardworking people in the country, our day-to-day people that love your radio show, that support me, that support President Trump. That's called conservative populism, you know,
exactly.
Being a populist.
Sure,
there's nothing wrong with that.
And it's sensitive. You're exactly right to that. Congressman, thanks for I know how crowded the schedule is. Keep us in the loop of what happens next on this.
Tom, appreciate you. Take care.
All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, thanks to Dan there. So, headline, this Chinese firm, the guy, I won't go through the minutiae of this, is hooked in and has been on the highest levels of the Communist Chinese Party with connections to China's United Front, was a member of the board of directors of the company involved with this. I'm not making the name up. Fu Chen Yu. Now knows what you're doing on the Jersey Turnpike. Exactly. Unless this is stopped. You just read the headline in Fox Business. I only saw it on Twitter. They're engaged in so much stuff, pushing. All right, coming up, Bill O'Reilly has spoken with President Trump. He's kind of our conduit to his thinking of how all this is coming together. Plus, he's announced another new book.
Ooh.
We'll tell you about that. He's doing the Confronting series now. Bill O'Reilly next here on The Dom Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
All right, it is Dom time. Stopping in with us with a lot. Didn't even know the announcement of the new book. We'll get into that with one and only Bill O'Reilly here on the Dom Giordano Show. Bill, welcome back in. Congratulations on the announcement of the newest book.
Appreciate it, Dom, and go Eagles, right?
Are you an Eagles guy? Are you going to be on Kansas City radio this afternoon saying go Chiefs? Well, how's that work?
Nah, you know better than that. I'm neutral as far as my emotions are concerned. But I think that the Eagles will wear down the Chiefs defense, and they will win the game, but it'll be close. I wouldn't bet the game. And anybody who fumbles or anything like that, that could obviously tilt it. That's how close it is.
I would agree with that. That's what I'm going to say, too. So, Bill, speaking of Super Bowl, some of the best conversations I have had with you, and I tell my wife this all the time about, why do you guys interrupt? O'Reilly, you're interrupting people. Is the Super Bowl interview, particularly when you had to do it with President Obama, who... you know, he is the president, commanding figure, and he filibusters. He's going to run out that clock. He's on an 8-minute drive with one question from O'Reilly.
And Trump does it too, and he'll do it on Sunday with Brett Baer at Fox. Trump will filibuster that interview, I guarantee it. And politicians realize who they're up against. So tonight on the No Spin News, and you can get that on BillO'Reilly.com or any of our other distribution centers all over the world, I'm running three clips from my previous Super Bowl interviews. I did three of them. I'm running two Obama clips and one Trump clip. And the interesting part about the clips is they pertain to today. The issues that we're talking about are still there. And I think people get a very interesting view. Now, did I interrupt? Yeah, but that's my job. My job isn't to sit there and look at the interview subject and go, tell me more. Now, yes. I understand that that's what most television people do now, unless they're hostile, unless they go in an ideological sense. But I go in on an informational basis, and you, as a longtime radio broadcaster, if you're trying to get information to your audience and the subject simply doesn't answer the question, what's your alternative?
Yeah, you
have to interrupt.
Exactly.
And you have to tell the audience, I'm going to try again. This is my third attempt. So in one of the interviews that we're running tonight, I say to Obama, you don't want to answer this question? You know, and then they have to lock in. Then it's more serious. But right now in America, I don't know any interviewers on television, not one, that do that. No one.
Well,
they're all choir masters, speaking to the choir.
The problem is, Bill, and how do you overcome this? And look, I filled in for your radio show, and it was sometimes very difficult to get guests because they thought you were on that day. They don't want to face it. You're not going to get access, right?
Absolutely. But interestingly enough, when I was doing a radio factor and television factor, once we became overwhelmingly successful, we're dominating, then the guest bookings were easy. And now, when I'm doing the no spin news, we're not having a hard time getting people. Now, we don't use nearly as many guests as we did on the O'Reilly factor. It's mostly news analysis by me. But if I want somebody, I can pretty much get them. With the exception of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Schumer and these people who know that they can't stand up. But if it's a congressperson or a senator, I usually can land them because they know with social media, this is a whole game changer, that anything they say to me or I say to them goes out to millions of people.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Dodging me doesn't do any good. Because I'm going to tell the people you're dodging me. I'm going to do that. And you're going to look like a schmo.
Why don't you come on and try
to acquit yourself well?
You probably don't remember this, or maybe you do. I was on with John Roberts on your show, the TV show, because you couldn't get Tom Corbett. And because I had access to him doing the monthly show with him, you went after me instead of Tom Corbett. It was frightening. So I see why they don't want to do it.
Sure. I mean, if you raise my ire, I don't remember the interview, Don. but if I feel that you're a weasel,
right?
I'm going to come after you, but I'm going to give you a fair shot. So with Obama, I went in, and there were things like the FBI investigating conservative groups, like the failure of the Obamacare website, where I had him. But I let him go. I let him explain himself. And I think he respected that because we had a good relationship, President Obama and myself, for the full 8 years.
Absolutely. So, Bill, speaking of the current occupant with President Trump, when we last talked, and I referenced this 100 times because you just have a great insight on what Trump puts to do in this second term. Have you seen him go emotional a bit on revenge, or has he stuck to the plot, these big things, even if preposterous in my mind, like Gaza, territory, big things? That's what presidents are remembered for.
Well, you got to understand Trump, number one. Did you see the documentary that we did on News Nation, me explaining Trump? Did you see that?
I did not, no. I'll have to go and take a look at it.
All right, that's worth watching. It's off my book, The United States of Trump. So about 3 weeks ago, and millions of people watched it, on News Nation, we did an hour on understanding why Trump does what he does. So, number one, is Trump out for, he'll call it retribution, but somebody else might call it revenge. Yes, that's the truth. So he's hunting down people who he feels treated him unfairly and others, not just him. Gaza, the perfect example. Donald Trump knows that the United States is not going to get involved with Gaza at all. Okay? We may finance some rebuilding in conjunction with the European nations and the Arab nations. We might kick in some money. But are we going to send anybody to Gaza? No. And he knows that. And I know that because I talked to him about it 3 weeks ago. And he floated the idea past me of rebuilding Gaza so it becomes a tourist center on the Mediterranean and has full employment for the people who live there. And I discussed that with him. And I said, it's a good idea, but it'll never happen because there are many people in the Middle East that don't want peace. More people, I think, don't want peace than do. And when you're up against those odds, you're not going to get much done. So he understood that. but then he takes it out. Hey, here's the solution to the problem. You take 1.8 million Gazans, you put them in another Arab country, and you clean up the debris, and you put in a structure, electricity, water, you put in businesses, and you make it a civilized place where people can earn a living. And then they come back. That's what he said. Is that ethnic cleansing? Is that malevolent? No. Now, it's never going to happen because the Arab nations will not take the Palestinians because they're destitute. And the Arab nations don't want to spend money on them. They have enough problem controlling their own populations. But that was Trump's vision.
So you feel he's pretty much on course that we talked about for a second term, more of that than just, you know, coming up with something because he's feeling emotional on something?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that he enjoys poking his enemies every single day.
Right.
He gets out of bed, he shaves, he does whatever he does, and his first thought is, how can I annoy people who don't like me?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
That's his first thought. And then he comes out of the Oval Office about 10 a.m., and he's got three or four things that he knows are going to annoy people who don't like him. And he just kicks them out there. Hello, no trans athletes in the Olympics in 2028. And he knows that every left-wing nut is going to go crazy. And he loves it. He loves it. That's sport for him. That's his hobby. And that's what he does.
BillO'Reilly.com right now, the book. Let's talk about the new book, the Confronting series, right? And this one,
yep.
Confronting Evil. You know, the Killing Book had a lot of that, but I look at the people that you have in here. It's the Hall of Fame of Evil. Why that choice at this time to be the second Confronting book?
Excellent question from Dom Giordano, everyone in Philadelphia. You guys should appreciate him. Because too many of us are looking away from evil. It's as simple as that. It gets me so angry. And I see people suffer every day because in my business, that's what we do. All right. We analyze the news and most of the news is bad. And in the majority of cases, if people would rise up, the evildoers could not succeed. But they don't rise up. Putin's the best example. I think the Putin chapter in Confronting Evil, which, by the way, will be out in September, early September of this year, is the best chapter in the book. Because I learned so much about how evil this guy is, how he enjoys watching human beings suffer. And you're going to be stunned. It's different people throughout history. It's America, we got the slave traders and the robber barons. The slave traders chapter is incredible, what these people did for money. But Putin, oh boy, when you read that chapter, it's incredible what we found out about this guy.
Great new series, Bill. Amazing stuff. Thank you. Thanks very much, and thanks for coming on.
Well, listen, Bob, you've all been a good friend, Confronting the President's 5 months on the New York Times bestseller list. It's still there. It's a phenomenon. So we're hoping that carries over to Confronting Evil.
Well, we'll help with that. It will. I mean, I get the advance copy. I can hardly wait. How about the advance copy maybe in like May or so? Is that possible?
I'm just wrapping it up now. We might have a galley by, say, June. I would say June's more realistic.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds very good.
Okay, Don. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bill O'Reilly here on Talk Radio 1210. Dan, I see you're breaking up there and some of the stuff with Trump shaving and then thinking, what are the first four things he's going to do to annoy the enemies today? He's locked in on this, and I agree with him. that Trump is not being serious about Gaza in the way that we heard, that part of that is just the vision to get things moving. All right, we're off to a racing start here. 855-839-1210. You heard about the Chinese. You heard what's going on there. Let me give you the side question today. And Dan, I think it's the first time, and I appreciate this, you actually wrote it out as if I'm reading the teleprompter here for today's side question. Who's, well, I put in something, I'm not sure if that violates, somebody who deserves a caption picture in Generation Beta's history. I didn't even know we were talking about Generation.
History textbooks. Yeah. So we're looking for what would be a picture. So the current generation that's being born this year is Generation Beta. And they go for the next 15 years. So who is going to have a caption picture when they write those history textbooks in Generation Beta's textbooks? So it wouldn't be in the history books yet, but by the time it rolls around to Generation Beta, who will have a caption pictured, or what event will have a captured picture in their textbook?
Yeah, and I'm going to broaden it out. Maybe it'll get in, maybe it'll not. You can be outside the box a bit. All right, Trump will take off the board. Everybody knows that. You never can say Trump. It's always the answer. I'm going to say MLK Jr. still will be in there and should be. That's indelible. If that's not in there, and it's like, well, wait a minute. You got to be kidding me, right? But I'm going to throw in RFK Jr. as a prediction, Dan. Because what he's going to do, particularly if it's 2 or 3 years, is either going to be really bad or really good. It's going to be revolutionary, potentially here. Hey, kids, you didn't have any dye in your cereal. That type of stuff. How about yours?
I think the Summer of Love, Dom, will be in it. And I'm looking for more for stories that are more recent. They're events that haven't been written in any kind of history books yet, but will definitely be in there in the future. And I really think there should be a caption picture of the George Floyd riots of the Summer of Love, Dom. Maybe some buildings on fire down there on Walnut. Well, not on fire, but windows broken down there on Walnut Street and such, and police stations on fire out in Milwaukee. Isn't that what happened that summer?
Exploding ATMs. That's the picture I remember from that. That's the first time we saw people blowing up ATMs.
How about a caption picture, a graph of different types of masks used during coronavirus?
Yes.
You know, the N95s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the masking. People are going to, what were you people doing? Yeah. All right. Those are taking some big ones off. How about yours, Henry?
Yeah. So I think what we're going to see in the textbooks of the future are a lot of screenshots.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm saying it's going to be a lot of, say, ChatGPT responses when, you know, Skynet eventually goes online and overrules us all.
Okay.
In those history textbooks, like, here were the early iterations of ChatGPT and DALL-E and all these other, you know, sort of AI chatbots and such.
Look primitive because it's only text now.
So
you'll show the text of these AI chatbots, and then by the time that these Generation Beta, horrible name for a generation, by the time that they get of age, I would assume that the AI is going to be much more than just text. So.
Yeah, and they'll be like, wow, I can't believe people had to live with that.
Historical
perspective
of what AI was.
Yeah, and whether it'll be maybe screenshots of mean tweets, you know, that people just didn't like throughout the past or something that caused a stir, I think those might be in there as well.
Are we going to show people driving in their cars? Because they won't be. It'll be driverless.
That's a fantastic one.
Me in there, and I want a giant close-up of that left foot, the two-footed driver.
Back in 2025, every driver drove with 2 feet, one left foot on the brake pedal.
Yeah, if we get pictures of you, they're going to assume everyone throughout time.
Fake history, Dom.
Fake history. Yes. All right, have some fun with this. I think it's a good one today. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You heard Jeff Andrew, the Chinese and Easy Pass. Come on, guys. That's no problem, right? What else are they going to do to us? 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Good Thursday. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that caption photo that you would like to see in that textbook. All right? Yeah, that going on. You heard Jeff Andrew, the communist. And the people on the board of New Jersey Turnpike Authority, let them have the contract. What's the problem with that? When in the world are we just going to face what we're up against? They get nothing here. They are the enemy. They're not an adversary. They're clearly the enemy of the world. And they have to be taken on. at the simplest levels, like you're not going to be looking at our Easy Pass or our TikTok or whatever. 855-839-1210. Now, this morning, I guess it was late last night, as President Trump yesterday around 4 o'clock or so, I guess, was signing this executive order, starting to take apart the men competing against women idiocy. ESPN was in a spasm writing articles about this. ESPN, how did sports get to be politically correct? I mean, what is it that did that that would have them go down that path? And in the middle of that, three former Penn swimmers are suing Penn, the Ivy League, Harvard, over Leah Thomas competing in the NCAA women's swimming. One of these young women did not make the final roster for the NCAA events because Leah Thomas had that spot. It was filed by 2022 graduates, and they give their names, and one who graduated in 2024, all of whom competed with Thomas during the 2021-2022 season. It's another major development around all this. They say here, they allege that the Ivy League Executive Director Robin Harris and other members of the Ivy League Council of Presidents, they knowingly wanted to use Thomas to engineer a public shock and awe display of monolithic support for biological unreality and radical gender ideology. They exposed the behind-the-scenes scheming that led to the attempt by Harvard, UPenn, the Ivy League, and the NCAA to impose radical gender ideology on the American college sports landscape, says the attorney who's representing the three swimmers in a written statement to the Daily Pennsylvanian. They talked about how what they want, and this is, and Henry, this will appeal to you too, I think. Others may not care as much. They want stinking Leah Thomas not to have the records. Take the records back for once.
Yeah, I can agree
with
that.
Take them back. I would take every record back with Barry Bonds, Leah Thomas. It's all the same kind of thing. It's all the same kind of thing. And not enough people speak up. I'm glad these women did. They think, really? You're concerned that Leah Thomas has the record? Yes.
How about an asterisk?
No. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to go down that path, Dan, of what the punctuation part would be for this. It wouldn't be an asterisk. I don't know what you do
no,
yet.
No, an asterisk isn't good enough for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, not good enough. You have XX, XY.
You're still on the list.
Yeah, you got to put some chromosomal.
I identify as a colon. Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Well, yeah, that's right. You got to put that in. So these women, it shows their competitive spirit, too. It's not so much just money exposing this. Leah Thomas should not have that record. And if you maybe it's a distinction between a casual sports fan and somebody who really cares about sports and what they mean, who holds the record is important. That's why I thought Saquon Barkley should have been given a chance to do it this year. I thought he earned it. I think he's the better player. I think he should have the single season record. You know, the record of adding the single season, then the Super Bowl and everything else. No one seems to follow that. So
got some fresh legs going into the Super Bowl, though. A healthy Saquon.
That has helped.
All right.
With hindsight being 2020, he does look very spry out there.
Okay. 855-839-1210. So on that day, the president signed that yesterday. Very moving picture ceremony is the day this lawsuit drops. And it's a good thing. They're exposing all that they were told about getting retraining, about going to the LGBTQ center, going to the CAP center, whatever that is for counseling. They were the ones with problems, that they didn't get that this was revolutionary. This was going to be a good thing for America. This is using sports to do that. Sports are not supposed to be used to do that. Sports are supposed to teach other lessons and give entertainment. The lessons to the people that compete, maybe the people that watch, are not about transgender ideology. Democrats are not getting this, though. Here is, this is Cut 15, CNN's Harry Enten. talking about what are the numbers when it comes to how Americans feel about transgender athletes. And what does that mean politically? Here's what he said.
Yeah, I think these numbers are really illuminating on this topic because I just think there's such a clear trend among the American public. So transgender female athletes in women's sports, only 18% of the country says that they should be, in fact, allowed to participate in women's sports. Compare this to the opposition. I mean, my goodness gracious, 79%. You rarely get 79% of the country to agree on anything, but they do, in fact, agree on the idea of opposing transgender female athletes in women's sports. But it's not just the here and now, Laura. It's not just the here and now. What we're actually seeing is a trend on this particular issue, and it's going in the direction of opposition. So take a look here. Okay, transgender female athletes, and amongst those Americans who oppose them in women's sports. Back in 2021, it was 62%, a majority, but, you know, not anywhere close to a ginormous majority, right? A clear majority, but not a ginormous majority. But then again, you look here in 2025, you see it at 79%. So it's not just that the majority of Americans are opposed to transgender female athletes in women's sports. It's that the opposition has become considerably larger in just the last 4 years.
There you go. And it's going to continue to grow. And they refuse to believe that. I'll play you coming up the Democrats' response to stuff like this. Their response to the controversy over USAID is Americans don't really care about that. Yes, they do. They just don't want to believe that. So part of it is they don't want to know it. They want to go with what they want. And then when they're given evidence, they want to diminish the evidence. It's clear in the last election that Trump people were smart to spend about $40 million on the transgender, particularly in sports. It brought people in that might have been swing voters and or maybe they were going to vote. Maybe they're apolitical. And they went, what? You're still supporting that? It's a loser. Why can't they give it up? They can't give it up. They're wedded to it. That's why Kamala Harris wouldn't give it up during the campaign. She was afraid to give it up. By the way, we have what CBS did in doctoring a bit, more than a bit, how they tried to make her look better in the answers that she gave, taking away the word salads. They're going to lose. Well, they're already negotiating with Trump. I don't think they'll get pay Trump $1 billion, but I could see $25 to $50 million that CBS will pay because of interfering in the election by doctoring the tape of the interview. It makes her look a lot stronger, a lot different than she really was in answering the questions. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question two with Dom, Dan, and Henry on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. President Trump is to become the first sitting president to be at a Super Bowl. That's kind of surprising.
Really?
Yeah. And when asked, I think it was just moments ago today, who's going to win the Super Bowl, he said, well, the team that has that quarterback that has quite a winning record. I guess that's Jalen Hurts. I don't know. Hurts' percentage has to be pretty close in the regular season to Mahomes, maybe better, if you take a look at everything.
Yeah, I think he's had a winning season every year outside of the first one.
Exactly. I think he's had a higher winning percentage than Mahomes. So Trump has just picked your Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, that's not to say Mahomes also hasn't had a winning season every year since he's been in the league.
Right. Well, but he said a really, really big winner. Dr. Jill Biden will be at the game. Big Eagles fan. Remember that stuff? We'll see that. All right. I love some of the answers we're getting on Twitter. This picture that will be a caption. How about a caption talking about drag queens reading kids' stories at the library? That's a pretty good one.
I can see a picture of that.
Yeah, I can see an easy pic. There should be a lot of pictures of that.
How do you think this this whole transgender thing is going to be remembered in 30 years?
I think it's going to be remembered as science went off the rails on this. I don't think it's going to be seen as enlightened and it was being stopped by people. I think it'll be seen as trendy at this point in time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to continue. It's meeting just, I don't know what would help it continue at this point. It's under ferocious attack at this point.
I mean, you don't think we're going to eventually end up where there's no gender at all and, everyone's just a blob of...
That's
nobody owns anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's science fiction. Look, it's easier to write a dystopia than it is to write a world in the future where
everyone's
it's something really good.
Androgynous, no?
Yeah, it's always the androgynous. That's always the type of thing that's going on. Sure. It's easy to write dystopia, or easier. 855-839-1210. So hit us on that side question. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to talk with Laura Ries from the Heritage Foundation. I happen to have her on a national show. She's Heritage's expert on immigration, etc. We want to talk with her about Pam Bundy yesterday. I think it was the first official act, saying she is removing the money for sanctuary cities. Well, wasn't this done before? Yeah, it was done before, but why didn't it work? Can it work this time around? And overall, what's happening on the immigration front? So we'll get to all that. But the headline story today for me that's gotten buried is a Chinese company at the highest levels, the guy that runs it, of the Communist Chinese Party, now has the contract outbidding an American company to have all the access to our EasyPass information. So if you dismiss that, I guess you might dismiss a lot of TikTok and say, well, what does it matter? You know, why do we care that the Chinese would be able to probe everything in the world with the New Jersey Turnpike? What could they possibly do with that? Why is it so hard? Why are they so much better at focusing in that we're the enemy and we can't focus in that they are the enemy? And I don't see any easy way that we're going to change them with any incentivizing. They use everything as a weapon. They're weaponizing basketball. They weaponize just the simplest things on college campuses. They're putting artificial islands in the Pacific, COVID, and the cover-up of COVID. How much more do you need to know? So remember that today. If you're using EasyPass, we had Jeff Andrew on. They're trying to stop this, but it's amazing how far they've gotten. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. We'll have Dom's Money Melody a little bit later on. And we're going to talk with Paula Scanlon, our friend. Not sure if she was at the signing yesterday. She's the University of Penn swimmer who came out because of Riley Gaines and is now leading the charge against this stuff. That was a big moment yesterday. To Dan's point, how will this be going forward? They're on the run popularly, but they have a lot of people in academia, even the medical world, who think they're right. And you are gender fluid, and that science doesn't matter, really. That's a lot to overcome. All right, we're on it. Two big hours left today here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.